It was a bit of a schmazzle early, and sort of that put us off the beaten track, and it took us a while then to get back. But I mean, the weather conditions were very bad for both teams, to be fair. But look, we just, as what you call, we grounded up.
Yeah, today was about the win, wasn't it? Yeah. About the result, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, it's sure. You don't talk. We wouldn't be talking about trying to get going up senior team. Like today, we were trying to win a match against Montrose. That's what we kept saying, just win the match, because with the pressure, with Owler coming down and Federer coming down, and everyone telling you that it's going to be twice as hard next year and all, so you have to put that back of your mind and just focus on the job in hand. So we had a bit of, we met up last night and we just said we'll give everything to the jersey today, and whatever happens as it happens, you know. So thank God we got over the line. My mother must be looking down on me today.
Absolutely, you were the calmest man in the place today. When everything was going wild around you, you seemed to be the calmest man.
Sure, look, I knew we were playing not too bad, to be fair. We were probably the better team, to be fair, and not just saying that, but I thought overall we were playing better stuff, but it wasn't shown on the scoreboard maybe as much. But then in the last maybe 10 minutes, Podge got another goal, and that sort of, we drove on then again. I'd say if it went on, we probably might have went on a little bit more maybe. But like, to be fair to Buntlody, I feel sorry for him really, Liam, because
they're trying to get up as well for the last couple of years. Yeah.
Jesus, we bet him in 2013, I think, or 12 in a final as well, went extra time. And you know, I've great time for Barty and Keith Roster and Rory Kinsler, all them lads. They're doing savage work up there. And if I was to lose the county final, Liam, it would be to them. I'd rather, if I was, I had to lose it, it'd be Buntlody, you know.
You had a couple of really unsung heroes today. We thought Paddy Casey was just outstanding today, and he's probably a player that Buntlody might have targeted. Yes. Mike Kelly was brilliant today, and then you lost Kieran Horne, and you had those bloody injury problems coming into the game, and Shane tried to stay as long as he could, and had to eventually come off with an injury.
Yeah.
And Jim White was carrying an injury, and Podge was carrying an injury. But you ignore those things and you just drive on and get home with it. Is that it?
Look, we knew we were going to. We didn't know how long we were going to get out of anything. But Shane, actually, is his knee is the problem now. Look, I don't know how bad. It's bad enough anyway, but it's not his hamstring. He jerked it some way when he jumped over a ladder or something. But Podge's hamstring, he sort of tweaked it last Tuesday night training. Jim hurt his one. And Sir Kieran Horan was hurted here last week, so he was in gammies there, in the chamber there, and it did help him an awful lot to get out, even to play there today. So, look, we can blame injuries or what have you, Liam, but at the end of the day, you have to go out and hurl as well.
Yeah, the pressure's off now a little bit, isn't it? It's hard in your own club being manager, isn't it? Your own son's playing, your cousin, your relations playing, nephew's playing, you know, and it must be like a pressure keg out there, isn't it?
Sure, look, I suppose maybe if you were with another club, Liam, the pressure wouldn't be near as bad on you, because I don't know.
Go home and away from it.
You could go home and away from it. But look, I'm with him now a good while. I stepped away there last year or whatever, but I come back this year. But look, it's only luck, Liam. Like a puck of a ball either way, like you can be up or down. You can be the villain or you can be the hero. Look, when we went down, Liam, I was with him when we went down, and I was the villain. We got him back up and probably the hero. But look, that's life. You just have to accept it. But look, there's several other people there. If they want to take the mantle, walk away. Yeah. You know, because, you know, I'm a businessman. I have plenty of stuff going on. I want to enjoy my life as well. I love going to matches and just look at them and don't have any input. Really, that's really what I prefer, to be honest with you. Or maybe take over young lads or something like that. But the pressure out there is savage, and especially when two teams went down. You know, so look, I'm just delighted we went back up, and sir, you know, everyone's the hurler on the ditch, as you know yourself, Liam.
Absolutely, I hear them all the time, and I'm a fair one myself. But your mother's looking down on you, and your dad was here today, 88 years of age.
Yeah, sure. Look, at my dad's up in the hurling field every evening, Liam, no matter whether it's under sixes to whatever, you know.
That's his life.
That's his life. You know, we take turns and stay with him there in during the week and all. So he was just, look, he's emotional there today, you know, but. I go to my mother's grave every time I play a match, but I go to a lot anyway. But, you know, she looked down on us today, and I just said, get me over the line today, Peg, and that'll do me.
And you know the beauty of today? You don't have to analyse the game. You don't give a damn about the game, even though you didn't score for half an hour and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't matter now. It's thrown in the bin now. You won't be hurling again until for another 4 or 5 months.
Sure, whenever it is, Liam, it doesn't really bother me, really. But the most important was just try to perform and get a result, no matter whether it was 3 points or 2, just get a result and get over the line to get senior. That was the biggest ambition we had, but we didn't speak about it. But again, like, huge respect to Buntlody. They're a savage outfit. and I wish him all the best, and I hope to go and put in a good stint in the football and maybe stay senior. It'd be some sort of relief back for Emmanuel, you know.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Zero congratulations. You'll be able to relax tonight, haven't you?
That's really relaxed tonight, Liam, yeah. And thanks very much for everything, Liam.
And thanks for your sponsorship of our commentary today. And, well, Aldgate, I suppose, the place to be tonight. COVID restricted, of course, but you're delighted. The pressure's off now a little bit.
Yeah, the pressure's off, thank God. I can sleep tonight anyway, Liam, and sleep the next night as well. Look, we're just delighted to get over the line, and that's about the size of it, Liam. I don't care what way the match went, as long as we won. Just, I didn't care if they never got a goal or... If it was, as I said, 3 points or two, I would have took it, you know. So I'm just delighted, thank God.
Well done, MJ.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks. Man.